This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did a quick pass at the Chinese economy, Catherine and Sudeep and I, on kind of a macro level. But there are some things going on that deserve a closer look, as I said. Specifically, data out this morning showing slowing growth in retail sales over there and some industrial production slowdowns as well. How much Chinese factories are producing is at three-year lows. In other words, it kind of does look like growth in the world's second biggest economy is continuing to slow down. Some of that is to be expected as the Chinese economy matures and changes, as it's been doing. Some of it, though, not so predictable, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
For a while now, China's been on this journey.
What you're referring to is Xi Jinping's call to transition from high-speed growth to high-quality growth.
Andrew Coughlin is a China researcher with the Eurasia Group.
During that transition, there was this understanding that you'd see slowing growth, which we have seen.
But recently, the Chinese economy has slowed more than its leaders have intended.
What has happened in this year is a misstep to some extent, a tightening of credit that led to a slowdown in the wrong parts of the economy in a way that's far more worrying than the structural slowdown that happens as part of economic transition.
Patrick Chovanec, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, says credit isn't getting to the parts of the Chinese economy where it'd be most useful.
What they're not doing is financing things that are difficult, but potentially more rewarding. And that could be logistics or healthcare or agriculture or services or new consumer brands. All kinds of areas where there is potential for growth in the Chinese economy.
Chovanec says these are longstanding problems for China, but they're getting renewed attention now.
A lot of people are focused on China now because of the trade war or conflict between the United States and China.
Thing is, he says so far, the trade dispute isn't what's weighing on Chinese growth.
It's not because of the impact directly of trade. It's because all of a sudden people are looking more closely at the Chinese economy and realizing that not all is well.
Chovanec says inside and outside China, there's broad recognition of the problems the country faces. But fixing them is another story. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.